I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host Tom Mainville from Story Hill Renovations. Sounded like a real radio guy, didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did.
Hey, this week's co-host, he is live from Wauwatosa.
New music, everything. This show has really changed.
Yeah, and it's now called Love Songs. So if you want to dedicate a song to your loved one here on Valentine's Day. Our special in-studio guest. Thank goodness we have a power this time that you're here. Tracy Grosbeach.
Absolutely. That was exciting. Or the ultimate buzzkill letdown.
That was really kind of a buzzkill. We're at Athletico, which is a new sponsor of the last stuff that I'm doing, including the Nary Home Improvement Show, because people in your business, they get injured. And they got to go see Athletico Physical Therapy. So we're going to do the show live, the new one in Wauwatosa on Highway 100 in Burleigh. Great guys over there. We got there. I got there about 7:30. No electricity. And Tracy came up on court at 8, came in. I said, guys, we might have a problem here. We have no electricity. And so it turned out that we had to rerun a show, and I had to drive back and get all the guests from other shows to come here. And the guy over there sent me a picture of his electrical pole outside. It got hit by lightning.
Just fried.
And he said, look, this is not me. We pay our bills and all that.
I felt so badly for him.
I did too.
Because I think it was all spiffed up and shiny. It was like a TV spot. You know, it's radio.
Yeah.
But
it looked good.
It's a beautiful facility.
It's a beautiful facility. And we're going to redo that sometime in September. So I'm excited about that. Hey, Tom, what's going on with Nary Milwaukee? We're getting ready for that show in October.
Not much, actually. That's really our next big thing is the Fall Home Improvement Show. That's October 12th through the 14th. So I think over 100 exhibitors will be there. AB&K will be there, and a lot of fun stuff. I think we're doing the Guess the Price game show again this year, and a lot of cool things.
I'm looking at the schedule, and I see that all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big hit last year,
so we're going to do it again.
Yeah. Do you know, it actually, the first time we tried it, and I emceed it, Dan Riedel and I did it, and that first day was a little bit kind of like, man, we're missing something. Day two and day three, when we had the contractors there that did the projects, Tracy, you were one of them.
I was one of
I
them.
Think you and I did it together.
Oh,
I
we
think.
Were.
Yeah,
well,
we did
Tom,
it together.
Tom, I do a lot of stuff with you. It seems
right?
Like we're BFFs.
Exactly. We hang out.
Are you guys? Or hey, let's talk about that. Welcome to the Dr. Phil show.
Right, right?
That's awesome. Yeah, it's kind of cool because we're going to make some adjustments because now that I'm on the board for it, Randy Miller, I don't know what he was thinking.
Nice.
Yeah, those meetings are, they're phenomenal. They are phenomenal.
Once you get sucked into a board or that's all that kind of stuff, you're in now.
I'm a one-year guy.
Nope.
I made that. No?
Nope.
I think Michelle Brown doesn't think that I'll even get to 1 year. I got to be honest with you. There's some great things. I like the fall show, the home remodeling show. I like both of them, but they're just really different. And people will come in and say, boy, it's a little bit smaller. It's a little bit more personable. And you know, people can come in and talk to you guys. Tracy, with your booth, will you be there personally?
I will be there.
Okay. So people can come in and talk to you a little bit easier than they can. The spring show is just packed.
Yeah, what's great about the fall show is not just I'll be there, the owners will be there at separate times, but other designers will be there. And what's nice about the fall show is that you can stop and talk to a designer about what you're thinking about doing, and you could start doing your due diligence for your winter spring project for 2019. So as a homeowner, you can start getting your ducks in a row, starting with, all right, I talked to all these people. I like these people. I don't like these people. That's a step in the right direction, because when you are hiring a contractor, you're hiring a new BFF, because we're in your home.
Yes.
So you have to, I mean, we have a very personal relationship, not super personal, but, you know, we're in your house. So you need to like that person.
And trust them.
And trust, of course.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that gives you, I love the thought about this is your first step. And, you know, you can go and hang out in the booths and take a look at what they have and talk to people and get a feel if that's somebody that you feel comfortable with. Because, again, you're going to date for, depending on the size of the project, as much as 6 months. You're going to date those guys.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Tom, this time you're with NARI Milwaukee, other than getting ready for the shows and stuff, you guys kind of take the summer and take a breath a little bit. I know we did the golf outing that I heard was great. Wasn't at that one. Wasn't invited to that one. But maybe next year. Keith Tozer did a good job.
He did.
He's a good man.
He did a really nice job. He did.
The problem is he's too good of a golfer.
He is.
You got to get a hack back like me. And
gives us guys a chance.
Give you guys a chance to talk smack, because nobody was talking smack to him. But the money raised for the foundation goes to a great cause. Big fan of the foundation, what they do. And now we start going again in October.
Yep, absolutely. And then, you know, with the fall show, internally in the NARI offerings, you know, we have a couple of study groups that start up for the certified professionals, which is great. We also have election night coming up. And then we also have the Remodelers Supplier and Expo. That's in November. That's more of a NARI member, although outside companies can come in to that event. But that's like a business-to-business event where it's networking, business development. They have some field stuff that guys can learn about, you know, doing some things out in the field. So it's a really cool one-day event.
The last event I was at was the bags tournament.
Oh, there you go.
You're two, and the hat that you're wearing on your head, she's my partner, Milestone Plumbing.
Yep.
And the first year, we got beat first round, boom, gone. But we played J&J Contractors, and Jason
they
plays
have a bunch of ringers.
Well, he plays professionally or something.
Right.
This year, we got to, like, the semifinals or something.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first match, I was hot and carried us. Second, I couldn't hit the board, and Jesse got hot, carried us. And we beat Gina Della's son from Pella Windows and Doors, Alex Della. And he still, man, sends me, he wants to rematch. I'm never playing that kid again, ever, as long as I live, because then I can hold this over his head forever. It was like 21-3.
Yeah.
Why would I play you again?
Right.
You know, you got to get better to get
I know,
this.
I heard that was a good event.
Maybe you should play him. Maybe he needs a little pick-me-up.
He does, but if he beats me, I can't hold it over his head anymore, so I will never play him again.
So you like the higher card, right?
I do.
Yeah,
I don't get it very often. So have you heard me sing? I can't do it in that. So that's awesome. Hey, AB and K, you guys, this time you're busy. If somebody says, look, I want to redo my kitchen, what are we looking at time-wise?
Time-wise, the stuff we're signing this week, we are into October.
Okay.
So if you don't mind a really close to Christmas completion date, if you get in right away, it'll be hook or crook to get it done. I make no promises.
Okay.
Just because we, like a lot of the other full design build companies that are Milwaukee NARI members, we're all very busy. The economy for construction is wonderful right now, which is a good thing and a bad thing, because companies like AB and K and Story Hill, we're very busy. But then the amount of people that want to do work in their home bring out stuff from the sewer.
Yeah.
Which, you know, some of those guys are really nice, and some of them don't have a clue how to screw in a light bulb. And sometimes homeowners don't know the difference. And that's why you need to go to the Milwaukee NARI website to find a contractor.
Tracy, I have heard the last 5 months more, and I think people believe because I host this show that I know about all this stuff. I just know the people to talk to, which guys like you, but I get calls. I've gotten some calls the last 5 months. Tom, I think you know about one of them. That you're right. People coming out of the sewer and costing people that don't understand it or don't go to the NARI website and pick a NARI contractor. I had a buddy of mine, him and his wife have lost their savings and their retirement funds, and they're still digging into it. They're still trying to get out of it. And the guy that did this to them is building another house like a mile away, and he's doing the same thing. And it's like,
yeah,
you
have to do your homework. And, you know, there's really, you know, no excuse not to. There's so many avenues to do that these days.
Correct.
Versus there were, you know, 15 years ago that you really, really just got to do your homework. Yeah,
the Milwaukee NARI website, it has a list of, you can filter through what type of work you want done in your home. I had Mr. and Mrs. Lane. They moved up from Illinois, and they found AB&K and other companies that they were interviewing through the Milwaukee NARI website. That's where they started. We just finished up his project. He's ecstatic because we're on time, on budget. And he told me if I wanted to spend more, I would have gone with the less expensive guy.
Man,
that's a really good line. Yeah.
That's a really good line. Pay me now or pay me later. You know, and the stories that I was talking about, some were small, but this other one was huge.
That breaks my heart.
And this is a good guy. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a trustworthy guy, and he got taken.
And he thinks he probably went through what he thought were the right steps.
Right.
Except for one.
He didn't go to the NARI Milwaukee.
Correct.
Website. He didn't. Mm-hmm. And this was a home builder on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. He went with what he thought was the best price.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, we you're right. Now looking back, hindsight is 2020. We gave him what we wanted, and he was quite a bit under, but he was explaining why he was, because, you know, he was the best and he was able to do this, and because he worked so much, he was able to get some discounts from this and this, and that it just wasn't the fact. And he's gonna be, when he went to court,
ooh,
he
C word.
And you know what? This guy had a lot of open cases already, and he should have bad. But that's
I agree with Tracy. You feel bad. You know, not only do we walk into projects sometimes where, you know, you'll walk into a project where it was done 3 years ago, and we're doing it over, and that should never happen in the remodeling world. In my eyes,
mm-hmm.
So. You know, then you're going, oh, now this guy's paying twice for this.
Right.
So you know, you really feel bad, and it's just it's too bad, you know. It's just you feel for people that do that.
Yeah, I met with a woman on Monday who has been talking to a contractor for 6 months. She can't get anything in writing from him. And all of a sudden her price went up $20,000. I'm like, well, that's not how we work.
Right.
And these are the steps that we take. And all of our steps are on the website. And they're very similar to every single step that I would say most of our competitors that are Milwaukee NARI members take, where we do have things in writing. And we do explain what everything entails and why you would see a change order. And I can tell you right now, I hate writing change orders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
'Cause it's paperwork. And so we try to like figure out every possible scenario ahead of time, and when we charge you for what we know, we're not going to charge you for what we don't know. That might be a change order, but it in writing.
Get it in writing. That's Tracy Grosspeach, sales manager, AB&K, 3636 South 108th Street. That's their main construction.
Yeah,
but you know what? It's worth it. Get to that showroom, abnk.com, 414-329-1882. Other side of the break, we're going to talk about smart home technology. And then the second half of the show, we're going to talk about trends.
Okay.
And we both printed out something fairly interesting, mm-hmm. on trends. And a couple of the ones that I had, you kind of shook your head at. And we'll talk about that in the 8:30 segment. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All money is free, but love costs more than our bread. In the ceiling, it's hard to reach. When my son is a man, he will know what I meant. I was just trying to leave something behind.
Well, welcome back to the NARI Home Improvement Show, NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show, on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I picked that bumper music. Sean Rowe, Leave Something Behind. As I get older, man, that's what I think about. Isn't that something? My co-host this week, Tom Mainville, Story Hill Renovations. Our special guest, Tracy Grossbeach, AB&K. Go to abnk.com. Hey, let's talk a little bit about smart home technology.
All right.
Something you're really familiar with.
Mm-hmm. I try to. It's hard to keep up, though. It keeps changing and evolving and getting so much better.
So if somebody says to you, what are the benefits of making your home smart, what do you tell them?
It just makes it, I guess, easier for you. I mean, just the livability. It's going to save on your energy bills, on your water bill. You can have your lights on sensors where they turn off when you're, if you remember a couple times ago, I'm the person that leaves the lights on yep. as I exit a room at my house. So that smart technology will notice that I am not in that room anymore and the lights will be shut off for me. Shut off, that's like old lady term.
That is, but that's all right. They turn off, maybe. Was it was it the song I played? Yeah, is that what got you into that?
Or maybe I switch them off. I'm not quite sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's interesting because, again, when you're a little bit up there in age like I am, you kind of go, well, no, we've lived without this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things that, you know, once you get, look, when I moved on this corner lot in Tom, in your old neighborhood, I shoveled. And then 5 years later, I bought a snowblower. I'd never live without a snowblower ever in my life. And you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
And then you know. And it's like, what was I thinking? And that's kind of with some of this stuff. And it's interesting. Do a lot of people talk to you about that?
I don't think enough people talk to me about that, only because it's there's some mystique behind it, just because it's such an emerging technology that just keeps changing and advancing. I was up at Kohler 2 weeks ago for a big thing.
Event.
It was like a 3-day get to know Kohler again with the distributors, and they did a lot of their smart. They showed us a lot of their smart home technologies. Their shower component systems, where you can preset your shower temperature. So that when you don't have like a recirculating line in your house, which I don't have, and that means that there's always hot water pumping through the line. So I live on the opposite side of my house. My shower is that my hot water heater is. So I have to turn my shower on and brush my teeth. Let it run for a little bit. Well, with some of the cooler technologies with the showers, you can set it to get to X temperature and then it holds it. So it just doesn't run and run and run and run like for an extra 5 minutes if I forget and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go make the coffee now. Oh, I'm going to go pet the dog. And my shower's just running and running. So it'll hold it. It'll stop it so that hot water is there, right there at my fingertips when I'm ready to use it.
Wow.
And it also does the same things with, I know that a lot of people have thermostat wars. People also have drinking water wars of what is the correct temperature for drinking water. I like super cold. My husband likes room temperature tap.
Lukewarm.
I'm like, let's have ice. Right. Yeah. He's like, no ice.
No ice.
I'm like, more ice. We need more ice. No ice.
I think change always freaks people out a little bit. You know, whether it's our guys in the field or clients, mm-hmm. you know, when you get something. I remember when I got an app on my phone for my thermostat for my furnace, I'm like, I'm not using this and that. You know, now it's kind of funny because I can turn the heat up or turn it down, you know, when I'm not here. So if the kids are doing something wrong at home, I'm like, oh, I'll turn the heat down a little bit.
There you go. Oh, that's bad.
No, I'm just kidding. But it does. It scares people, I think, because it's the unknown.
It's intimidating.
Yeah,
it's very intimidating. And it's intimidating to our guys in the field, too. Mm-hmm. But they've learned to adjust.
Yeah.
Well, in the article that I read and printed for you guys, mm-hmm. the thing that jumped out at me is, they surveyed a number of people and they asked about smart home technology. And in a recent survey, they said, what's most important? 63% said family safety was their main motivator for adopting smart technology at home. And as I read this, you know, it talks about being able to keep an eye on your kids, your pets, and your aging parents. And it talks about the safety part of it, smoke detectors and all of the different things that you can utilize smart home technology to make sure that you're safe, not only you know, in your house from people coming in or stealing stuff, but also things like you know, moisture and stop the leaks before they cause any flooding. It's a convenient way to protect your home from costly damage, whether it's overflowing laundry tub, a cracked water washer hose, or a leaky water heater. So other than just the safety part of it, you know, they talk a lot about some of the things that can be installed to be able to save you kind of some sleep, because you can, you know what, you can be rest assured that all this stuff is being taken care of.
Well, absolutely, because it monitors, you can have it monitor all of your systems, similar to how a facilities group in a big corporate entity monitors all of their groups, all of their parts and pieces, all their facilities. That's kind of what you're doing. You're just making sure that, you know, your hot water heater is, nobody wants to replace their hot water heater on a Sunday morning.
Right. Nobody.
Nobody.
The other
if you can know that, you know, TikTok.
It's coming.
It's coming. You know, you might want to make that, if you can make an appointment with a plumber.
Being proactive.
That's going to be a lot less expensive than an emergency phone call on a Sunday morning.
The other things they talk about, and you had talked about this, Tracy, trim your energy bills, answer the door from anywhere. It says make your home awesome, and it talks a lot about the cool factor of being able to do that, and also saving money on insurance. There are some insurance companies that if you have smart technology in your home, you're going to save money on your policy. So it's about getting used to it and being uncomfortable in the beginning, but saying, okay, I'm going to be uncomfortable with this. Look, I had a flip phone till about 2 weeks ago. So no, it
I
wasn't
saw
two,
you. With it,
it wasn't 2 weeks ago.
You had to pull out an antenna
I got ripped so hard in sales meetings here because they'd say, "Okay, take out your phone and go to this," and I'd be like, "I got to go to my desk because I can't." And once I got this, and it was intimidating, but now it's like,
"Where were you without it?"
I have no idea.
Right?
My wife's like, "Put the phone down. Just put it down. We're having dinner now. Put the phone down." And I'm texting her, "Boy, the food's good," you know, that kind of stuff. So I think once you get over being uncomfortable and a little bit nervous and scared by it, it does just become part of your life. Like you talked about that app.
It makes sense. You know, it just makes sense.
Do you get a lot of people talking to you about it?
About smart technology? Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time. You know, and I'm one of those, to be honest with you, I've always been one of those guys where all of a sudden something new comes along and I'm like, I'll just kind of keep doing it the way I've been doing it. And I've got to, you know, including our staff at work, they have to kind of push and nudge me to go, hey, let's try this. Like, I'm like, okay, we'll try it. And then once we're doing it, I'm like, why didn't we not do this a while ago? You know what I mean? So.
So Tom has good staff.
Yeah.
That's what we just learned.
We learned that.
We learned that today.
How long do you use a wood bat in softball? A long time?
No.
Over?
Always had aluminum.
There you go. That's awesome. Guys, let's get to a break. We're going to talk about trends coming up, and we're going to go back and forth a little bit. I like that Tracy read mine and kind of shook her head on a couple of these. And we will talk to Tracy Grosspeach. She is sales manager, AB&K, 3636 South 108th Street, abnk.com. Go to that website. It's a great website. You're going to spend a few minutes when you get there because there is a lot of cool things to see. Again, you can give her a call anytime, 414-329-1882. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
She was singing it when she walked in today. That music is brought to you by Tracy Grosspeach,
yeah,
sales
manager.
Yeah,
that one is especially for Jim Grosspeach.
Here you go, Jim. I hope you're listening.
Humors me.
He does.
Often and regularly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I kind of forgot that song a little bit, but
Lynn
it's
Campbell.
Back.
Great guy.
You understand our producer has no idea what these songs are.
No, that was his Welcome to the 70s.
What do you think?
Never heard of it before.
No, that's awesome. You may never listen to it again. You're watching the video and kind of smirking a little bit.
Just a tad.
That's when good. Country went disco for a little bit. Before it went back to country.
So this was a music video in the 70s.
Yeah.
He's just, Glenn Campbell looks good there. Looks a lot better than he did near the end.
I don't think I ever saw this on MTV, that's for sure.
No, never, ever did. Hey guys, let's talk about trends, 2019 trends. And I'm going to go through some of the ones that I came up with, and then we'll go through yours. And And a couple of these you kind of shook your head at and said, nah. Trend number one, only special sinks apply, especially shiny metallic sinks. Bigger than ever sinks with bright metallic finishes, details in gold. Yep. In her world, she said it's been a strong trend for a couple of years, but when sink manufacturers like Kohler make options like these, you can see that this trend is a full speed ahead. You guys seeing that?
I'm seeing big sinks, like the big, more of a one bowl sink, or if it has two bowls, that there's accessories. And Kohler and a lot of the other manufacturers are wrapping accessories into their sinks. And what I mean by accessories are not just the grids at the bottom, but there's some indentations in the sides of the sink where cutting boards can sit in there, drying racks can sit in. You can insert like a colander for, you know, rinsing your vegetables or that kind of thing. So sinks aren't just a hole in your countertop anymore. They're actually becoming another workspace that you can cover up with cutting boards and you can serve off of it. It's not just, again, a hole in your countertop.
Are you seeing that, Tom, too?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that stuff. You know, it's funny, too. The only reason I see it is because sometimes those accessories don't come with the sink and you're like, okay, where's my, you know, but right. I totally agree with her. It's crazy.
On this article that I read, they had pictures of these big, colorful, you know, bright, and like you said, these accessories that I had to look to see what they were because I, again, I'm used to this stainless steel, mm-hmm. one on one side, one on the other, and but boy, these if this happens and I start seeing some of these big giant sinks with different colors and all this, we're gonna have to redo our kitchen again.
Well, and you realize that some of the people who write the trends don't necessarily sell to the end user. Two different things.
Huge. Now, number two, stainless steel appliances are out. That's one of the ones you kind of shook your head at.
I did because traditional stainless steel where you see all the fingerprints. Yeah, I don't see people buying that anymore. Not a lot of manufacturers don't even make those anymore. It's the spot free finishes. It's the black steel. But what this article doesn't say, and I don't want people to think we're not going back to white and biscuit.
Well, the second line on this or third line, she said, sure, you'll be able to buy it and probably at a great price, but you'll immediately date your house by a decade. Want to get ahead of the curve? Go with one of these finishes below. Gone are the days of all the matching appliances in one boring color. Now it's all about high style, everything fancy. These finishes instantly take your kitchen up a notch. Kaboom. That's what she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Again, she's either on the West Coast or the East Coast, I would assume. By the time it gets here, look, we just played Rhinestone Cowboy. By the time this stuff...
You say that like it's a bad thing.
By the time...
Don't be mean. No picking on me yet.
No, I wouldn't pick on you,
so
Tracy.
I would say that the one thing that does, as far as appliances go, that is a mistake in a kitchen is not selecting a counter depth refrigerator. So you have this new beautiful kitchen with these new beautiful cabinets and quartz countertops. And you have this refrigerator that sticks out 37 inches into the space versus something that is counter depth where you just have the doors and the handles projecting past the fronts of the rest of the cabinets. That's one of those things that professionals, we tend to steer our clients towards the counter depth because it looks custom. It looks built in. I do full depth refrigerators if you have a huge family. I mean, because you can pack a lot in there. But for most people, the counter depth works.
And that's why you hire a certified professional like Tracy, because Boom. She'll see that. I mean, honestly, you see that, and that's why you hire good designers. Because, you know, even if they do that bigger fridge, well, now you have to adjust your cabinet and your fridge panels to come out a little bit.
Absolutely.
So that now mm-hmm. you still have that built-in look, because I totally agree with her. You know, that's an oversight that the non-professional will make.
She's Tracy Grosspeech. AB&K, go to abnk.com. tell them Tom Mainville sent you. Because you know what? You're right.
It's true,
because
though. That's, and that's continuing education and knowing your profession and knowing what you're doing. And
look, she's really busy. And for her to spend a couple of days at Kohler to learn about what they have to offer, this is the kind of stuff that consumers aren't going to be able to get on their own. And to be able to sit and talk to Tracy and invite her into your home to say, look, here's what we're looking to do. What are your recommendations? Can we work with you? Just makes things a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Number three, fancy, expensive, bright colored stoves. Again, they don't sell these. She's somebody who's writing it.
I can tell you that in the 20 blah years I've been doing this, I've done two brightly colored stoves.
But it's a trend coming next year. You're going to be selling a zillion of these things. You watch.
Mm. Okay, I will start keeping track for you.
We have done, though, and I don't know if you guys have done it, like you can do stoves with different colored knobs. I mean, that's just a way to
People do like those red knobs on the Wolf. Yeah. And I have done Viking Range Company. They have a charcoal color. I've done that recently, but that's not... I think she's talking about the red and the blue,
and
which is, if you like red and blue, that's the way you need to go.
Here's the line that made me kind of shake my head. And again, we were reading an article, and I don't know where she is from, but I get a good feeling where she's from by reading this. So she talks about these stoves, and she said, this has been one of those quiet trends that designers reserved for its high-end clients. Because of the high price points, which can set you back $15,000 to $30,000, was a fancy, colorful option that most couldn't afford. While most of these will set you back a pretty penny, there's a solid trend that's not going away. High style cooktops, hood stoves, and ovens in the brightest of brights are the hottest ticket in town.
Okay, so cooktops and wall ovens, yes. And hoods, whether it's a wood style hood that looks like your cabinetry, or if it's a stainless steel hood that draws more sparkle and attention to your space, yes. The brightest brights are the hottest ticket in town. No.
And the price.
I just totally disagree. And the price, we live in Milwaukee. We are a price conscious metropolitan area. So if somebody wants to purchase bright red, come on over. I'm super happy to design that for you. But I would say that 99% of my clients, they want their pops of color to be other places in their home.
If my wife came and said, we're going to spend between $15,000 and $30,000 on a new stove, you know how many reservations I can make with that amount of money? We don't have to cook anymore. If I can afford 30 grand for a stove, we're going to Mr. B's is where we're going.
Every night.
Every night.
Well, that's a very interesting perspective. Right. I never thought about it that way.
Thanks. Yeah, Mr. B's five nights a week, and then we'll, you know, go somewhere else. Number four, less is more. Embrace. I mean, they're talking about upper cabinets, and they're talking about it's a slow, quiet trend that have been quickly gaining speed the last couple of years, that no upper cabinets are needed. It's the trend. And they said, look, you can not have cabinets, and there's other ways to be able to store your things, but the best way to achieve an openness is to eliminate those upper cabinets.
So then for people who want that, and I've done that, provided that, look, my first question is, how good is your cleaning person? Because if it's like my cleaning person, who is me, she sucks. She's horrible. Cleaning person is cranky.
She never turns the lights off either when she leaves the room.
No, she does not. So for people like me, I need upper cabinets with doors.
Let's put it away.
Yeah, let's not have another thing that I have to dust. But if you have an awesome cleaning person that comes to your home and that's the look you want, we do that a lot, the open shelves. It's a great look. Everything looks... Your ceilings look taller. Your space looks bigger. I mean, it's a great look.
Hey, a buddy of mine, high school football coach Jeff Wallach, just texted me. He said, my sink is seriously a brown tan, some type of granite. Jamie wanted it that way.
Brown tan is in.
It's in.
I was up at Kohler. They showed me something. They called it the tan and brown.
Doesn't surprise me because...
Or black and tan really or something like that.
He really outkicked his coverage a lot, like a lot of us did. And yeah, I'm sure that she... Wallach, just be happy that you married up, pal. Number five, the white Kitchen is out. That was your favorite in all this, and you shook your head and
well,
said.
Well, that's so when I was at Kohler, we also we had little seminars over 3 days, and one of the seminars was trends in kitchens and bathrooms, and they were telling us that it was started off with white is out. And we're all there scratching our head. And it's not just people from Wisconsin that were at this Kohler event. People from all over the country were at this Kohler event. So we're all sitting there scratching our heads. And they're like, well, it's not really white anymore. It's like a little soft white. I'm like, oh, pfft.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the next one. Yeah.
It's funny because there's,
I'm like, next.
And there's a million variations of white, too. So it's just, it gets utterly confusing how many whites there
right.
are.
Right, and depending on what your home interior is, we do a lot of soft white at AB&K because we have a lot of people that have more traditional interiors that have a lot of oak wood in their homes. So the soft white isn't as harsh at with the existing interior as the white.
Right.
So AB&K, we're ahead of the trend.
Hey, Nick, real quick, I'm going to go through these before we get to a break. Number six, black is the new gray. So you talk about black is replacing gray, yet another trend that's been climbing its way back from the 80s. They never say from the 70s. Nothing good happened there.
Do you not remember the gray and mauve from the 80s, like 1988?
I do.
Okay, so that. So what we've seen with gray is it was white, everything was white, and then it was white and light gray. And then it was white and then medium gray. And as we... Every year, the gray gets a little bit more towards charcoal. And black cabinets, like black island cabinets, they're like white kitchen. It's classic. It's not going to go out of style.
Yeah, number seven, gold is back and bigger than ever.
Yep. But brush, not your, not the shiny.
Not the shiny.
Not the shiny brass doorknobs at my house. At my house, yes. Yes, at the designer's house.
It all takes money.
That's
number
all.
Eight, metal shelving. So while you may not be open to the idea of nixing your upper cabinets, another big trend is metal shelving. For a long time, we saw open wood shelves as the gold standard. Wood is being replaced by black metal shelves to give a kitchen attitude, style, and flexibility. Plus, it's darn pretty. Now, that's what she said. That's not coming from me.
I think that just goes back to being able to mix metals and knowing that you can have stainless steel appliance and black iron or oil rub bronze faucets and knobs. And then you can throw in maybe some really pretty brushed gold lights over your island. And you can mix your metals and it's okay. Because a lot of women wear gold and silver jewelry at the same time.
Right.
And gold and like... your Rolex might have gold or silver on it. This is my friend had a Rolex.
Oh, you're showing yours. Wow, right, business must be good.
It's a hair past a freckle.
Hey, number nine, shower enclosures with attitude. Talks a lot about shower doors and enclosures that are starting to become a statement piece in the bathroom. There's no better way to do that than make them noticeable. Bright designs, window panes, color grids, nothing. You guys shaking your head.
No, that's all stuff that we do. I actually refer to that as the car wash shower. So I guess that's your song, car wash. But
Sorry about that, Tom.
I took his song. Darn. Sorry, Tom. We're not best friends anymore. A lot of clients refer to them as a party shower. Just more than one person, more than one shower head. Taking out that soaking tub or that whirlpool tub that the builder put in because, you know, somebody said you had to have a tub and then you had, so you have this 6.5-foot tub, you got this 36-inch shower. No one ever takes a bath, but everyone takes showers. So I call it the vertical coffin shower because I have one in my house too. It's making that shower a usable asset to the bathroom. And that's what people are buying. They're buying these big luxurious showers where you can steam if you want to, where you can sit down, you can lean against the wall.
Man. So you know what? For most of those, she was on to some things. I don't know about that $30,000 stove, but hey, we got to get to a break. We're going to talk about the information that you brought in, which is cabinetry trends in the 2019 forecast. And we'll shake our eyes, or I'll shake my head at that one. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Are you going to wait for a sign, your miracle? Stay- Beautiful People. That's from Tom Mainville. Kenny Loggins.
That's right.
Man, you're dancing.
I was 79, I told Tracy.
I had no idea you had that much rhythm. Look at you over there, man. Tracy.
Yeah, just a little yacht rock.
Yeah. Did you see? He looked like John Travolta over there.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, because he got out his polyester leisure suit, too, for that.
Speaking of trends, that's coming back.
Right?
That's
right.
From Tracy Grossbeach, sales manager, AB&K. Go to abandk.com. My co-host, he's Tom Mainville. Story Hill Renovations, their website, Story Hill Renovations, one word, storyhillrenovations.com. So this list that you gave me, Tracy, we only have a few minutes, and I apologize for that.
That's okay.
I didn't do that on purpose because I thought my list was better.
Well, I'm sure. Mine just came off. I printed this off earlier this week. It came through NKBA. Which is the National Kitchen and Bath Association. It had an article on cabinetry trends, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go see Mike McGivern. I'm going to read this. No, actually, that was my third thought. My first thought was, what did they come up with now?
Second thought?
There you go.
Oh, some of the stuff is good. Oh, wait, checked on that.
Let's talk. We're going to have time for three or four of these. If you can... talk about the ones that you said, yeah, well, I've done that, or I definitely believe that this is a trend that's everybody's going to get involved in.
Okay, so innovative storage solutions, we're doing a lot more of that with our cabinetry. If we have, if we're doing pull-out knife blocks, pull-out towel holders so that your dish towels can dry, things like that. So using a lot more of the space beside and within cabinets with spice racks and things like that so that people don't have to go to the container store or stores like that or shop Amazon to find ways to store their stuff. The cabinet companies really have thought a lot about storage solutions, including drawers that have USB ports in them that are UL listed. So you can just plug your device into your drawer, close the drawer, and you don't have all those cords and things sitting out on your countertop.
Well, it's a great idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other one, let's see here. Balance of simplicity. Clients often prefer simple and clean styling over ornate details. That's one of the things we do at AB&K. We take a couple of different themes, whether it's a color, whether it's a shape, whether it's a pattern, and we repeat it because we don't need every surface doesn't need a new thing.
Right.
Sometimes less is more. And when you do over-design a space, you really can't see the forest for the trees. You just spend a lot of money, but you don't have, nothing really punches or stands out. So
right.
You've lost that focal point. The X motif. Doors, glass, and tile are using the X motif due to flexibility. As an accent. So, for instance, we use this in glass doors a lot in cabinetry, where there used to be a snap and mullion where it looks like window grid. Not so much anymore. We're doing X's. So, you know, just an X within the frame of the cabinetry and then glass behind it. Or we're doing half spheres or we're doing a circle in the middle. So the traditional mullion grid that looks like window panes, we're kind of stepping away from that. People are... especially selecting their glass pattern to fit their design style. We're seeing a lot of that prairie style or the mission style because a lot of people have that stickly style furniture, so that's going to tie in with their interior.
Man, that's awesome. A lot of these things, when you talk about defined wood grains and light and dark finishes, it's interesting because things that kind of went away are coming back.
Yeah, oak is back.
Oak is back.
Uh-huh. Heavy mm-hmm. grain is back.
That leisure suit that you brought here to play that Kenny Loggins suit, it's back. It's back, man.
I like the belt. The belt really set it off.
I had to put my sunglasses on. Though, right? I wouldn't talk rhinestone cowgirl.
That's funny.
Yeah, hold on here.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, guys, this was really fun. Tracy, thank you so much. And I appreciate last time we were to get together and that didn't happen that... You know, you just kind of smirked and laughed and said, I'll see you in a few weeks.
I went home and took a nap, I think.
Perfect. Not bad, right?
Right? But it's always great to be with you. Thank you.
You bet. Tom's good to see you.
Good to see you, Mike.
You bet. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.